Dating is not easy.
No, never was.
And you know, it's time to...
Now it's probably even harder.
Exactly. Why is it harder today?
Because it's like so easy, right? It's just like...
Swipe.
Yes, no, swipe.
So today we are going to give you the potential state top 10 tips for dating.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Galit Romanelli.
And this is the Potential State. And today we are going to give you the Potential State Guide for Dating.
How to be a player.
So.
Not what you think.
Exactly. So everyone is tired of dating. And there's so much pressure, and it's almost become an industry with like courses and tips and secrets and how to do it.
Definitely an industry.
And basically, we want to offer, first of all, this general reframe. We're moving away from finding your soulmate, from dating becoming a game. Yeah, that's a lot. To play date.
Play date. It's playtime.
So think about play dates. When you were kids, you had play date. What was the goal of a play date?
To meet each other, to have fun.
To have fun. And if game is kind of the competition, winner, losers, go back to the episode on play is the loop of life. Play is a state of mind. Mm-hmm. And the second we can step out of finding my soulmate and dating becomes like a business.
And so that I can get married, have children, and, you know, find that the one. That concept of finding the one.
There is no one. Oh, there's plenty of ones. The question is it the right time? Is it the right place?
So many lids to the pot. So many.
Right. And even our story is that we were introduced months before we actually started dating.
It's true. It took us 8 months to
call. It took me months. So it wasn't like you... And Rabbi Bernath always says, you probably meet people. You've met hundreds of people in your life. Right. One of them could have been right, but it wasn't the right time.
Or like 10 of them could have been right.
Exactly. So the first thing we want to talk about, the general reframe, is moving from dating to play dating.
Yeah.
And the goal is not to be in love. It's to love it.
It's
to have fun. Be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. Because it's so much better to be yourself on that date and then decide like, oh, can I be myself with this person than to like fake it, right? Like, all those romantic comedies where they go on a date and they pretend to be someone else. But then could you imagine like, and you're having a good time, let's say, fine. But then you have to keep up that persona. Could you imagine a lifetime of like keeping up a fake persona?
And the pressure is that when is he going
to... Oh, when he'll find me out. Find out that I really like... What? No, just be yourself. And then if it doesn't work, great, move on to the next person.
I see this all the time. So like, I didn't tell him I'm going to therapy. I didn't tell him my parents are divorced. I didn't tell him all these
things. First date, I always just like tell everything right away.
All right. So we're starting our tips. Before dating, this is our first tip.
Yeah, we've got it into, we've broken it up into before, during, and after.
Yes.
Right.
So before, number one. Men, stop watching porn. Stop consuming adult content. It messes with your brain. It gives you an unrealistic expectation of how intimacy and sexuality looks like. Instead of that, I highly recommend Terry Real's book.
Oh, yeah.
How Can I Get Through to You? Or I Don't Want to Talk About It. And for women...
And for women, stop reading those cheesy, trashy magazines because they don't make you feel better about yourself. They're probably full of just trash misinformation and... Instead, read things like Vagina Wolf, Vagina by Naomi Wolf, or Betty Dodson, Sex for One. Like, read those empowering books that will help you get that mind-body feminine connection and feel good and confident in yourself.
So you won't have to be dependent on a man to help you discover yourself.
You got
know
what
thyself
you need.
Before you come to the date.
Yes.
That's first of all. Second, choose.
That's really good.
That play is a way of life. Practice play. Play is a muscle. Being
put the glasses on.
Is a muscle in the supermarket with your neighbors, with your family. Be playful. Refer back to the episode on play is the loop of life.
Stretch that muscle.
And also, I want to say something because women say, "Well, when I'm playful, people keep thinking that I'm flirty."
Well, first of all, I want to say that like there's nothing wrong with that on dates, right? Being playful and flirtatious—that's great. Like flirtation is playful sexuality.
Yes.
That's what it is. So it's okay if on a date you're being flirtatious and playful in a kind of like...
But if you don't practice it before the date, it's going to be hard. It's not a switch you just flick on and be playful. You have to practice
it. Then it might be a little awkward.
Day.
It'll make you feel awkward.
You won't be mad.
Spiral of like, oh, this doesn't feel right. You'll be self-conscious. You'll like try to look it up in those cheesy magazines. No.
Start practicing playing your day-to-day life. Tip number three, own your shit in life. What does that actually mean, Galit?
I love when you do that. Just like embrace your shadow. Share also the dark sides. Share also the things that you're maybe a little bit embarrassed of. When you like do things that you're, you know, the stuff that like you're not so forthcoming to share. Share it.
All your shadow, all your different parts, and there's an episode on Own Your Shit. All those parts are precious. They have your superpowers in them. So start embracing them first of all to yourself and practice to own it publicly, not just on dates, in your life.
Yeah, and then in that context, I want to say that actually in dates, like I think it's a really good test almost to kind of see like, how is this person going to react to part of my shadow? Like, are they going to be like disgusted by it? Are they going to like feel sorry for me? Are they going to, because I think that that's also important. Like that can be really indicative of, you know, what type of person do you want to be sitting across when you're sharing your shadow? Like what type of person do you want to step into a relationship with in terms of shadows? Like, are they like, oh, that's interesting. Like, that's cool. Like, let's explore that. Let's work with that. Or are they judgmental? Because you don't, that's indicative of kind of what your relationship may look like.
And that you practice every single day, not just on your dates. Once you feel more comfortable.
All of this you have to practice.
Yeah, it's a daily practice, just like you go to the
gym.
You
have to come like prepped for your dating. You have to get your muscles ready.
And that leads us to tip number four.
Oh, four.
Yeah, which is reframe dates. Stop seeing dates as like, oh, seeing this, is it a play date? Your life is short. This is another evening. You want to have fun.
They're a fun interview. You know how sometimes dates feel like an interview? I remember when we went out on a date, you were like, okay, here it goes. And you like, blah, blah, gave me your resume. And like, we joked about it that like, oh, okay, here's the interview section. Let's get the interview section out of the way in terms of like credentials and where we see ourselves going and like, you know, professional, ambitious aspirations, da, 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 da. But like, yeah, it is an interview. Of course it's an interview, but like make it a fun interview.
So play date, come with that mentality. I'm going to have fun. It's going to be a good day. If I'm going to be spending this evening with you, I might as well have fun and be myself. Because
totally.
At the end of the day, every person in your life is just another person that you're working on your own differentiation to be yourself.
Everyone's- and you only want to be in a relationship with the people who like what they see when they see the full you.
Exactly. If you ever want to be loved, show your shadow. Refer to that talk as well.
Show your full self.
Exactly. Tip number five, exercise before dating. Before the date, you want to get moving. You want to get the endorphins going. You want
to. Yeah. And this goes back to what we just said about like flexing the muscles. You want to feel comfortable using these muscles before you get to a date.
Exactly.
Right? So you got to practice.
Plus you're waking up your intuition, your body. I'm reminding you, the body's always in the present. The mind is either in the past or in the future.
Right. So you could either do like yoga to get grounded or centered. You could go for a run to like get those endorphins going, make yourself feel good. You can take it to all kinds of levels.
And that leads to tip number six, which is come hungry and thirsty.
Yes, vitality. Yes. So I'll have the salad. No, order the freaking hamburger and sink your teeth into it and get messy. Like, if he can't handle it, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What, are you not going to eat now for the rest of your life?
Because you want to be visceral. When you eat, I've noticed
a lot. Yeah, you want to like, you know how sometimes when you're like really into a meal, it's like, oh, this is so good. Like, yeah, you want, like, that's so awesome. That's so contagious.
It's also vital. Like you're vulnerable when you're eating.
It's so fun to be around someone who's like, oh my God, this dessert is like amazing. You gotta taste it. Who doesn't want that kind of date?
Think about kids when they eat, they go,
I love it. Lila sometimes eats and she's like,
And I remember one time a woman in the clinic, she said she purposely went for the burger. But she didn't order the fries because she was too embarrassed. Order the whole meal with the brewski.
Supersizing.
Exactly. And also enjoy it. You want to be alive. You want to be alive together. Eating is life.
Yes.
And if we go back to the play date, what's the first question you ask your kids when they come back from play date?
Did you eat?
Did you eat? Because eating is part of the play date. You can't have a play date without eating.
What did you eat?
How was it? All right. So we're going into the next section. During the date, aim for self-exposure and broadcast live. Say what you're feeling for good and for bad. Talk to yourself. Be silly. Don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
Have purposeless conversations.
Yeah. Let go.
So one hand, you can talk about something serious, but then you can think about spoons and who invented the spoon and can you flick it? And if I'd flick it, how far could you flick the pea to the other side of the restaurant?
I love it.
You want to be able to broadcast live. Don't eggshell around the date. speak your mind.
Yeah. I think that that's a great opportunity to see kind of what things can come up, right? Like, what type of engagement will speaking your mind with this person and broadcasting live bring out in you and in them?
Because you want to create
it's so refreshing.
Yeah. You also want to create a synergistic third. So by broadcasting live, there's a higher probability we're going to generate something new than your resume, my resume, and then we have to one up each other's resumes.
Ugh, I hate that.
So broadcast live, purposeless conversations. Don't try to be efficient. Don't try to be thinking three steps ahead. Be
just right enjoy.
Here. Just enjoy it. It's not just enjoy it.
Nice.
Nice. Toward the end of the date, end. This is tip number 8. Try to end the date with an honest feeling. Don't keep it cryptic. Don't go like completely, we'll talk about it.
Oh, like that, like, how is it? Like, I don't want to share how it was for me until I know how it was for you. And like, oh, can I?
And it's also legitimate to say, I'm not sure.
Like that was nice.
Like, you don't have to feel like you have to say yes or you have to say no. It's also fine to say, wow, this is a really interesting evening. I need to like process it or something like that.
Yeah, I need to digest this along with my burger.
So finish it.
I need to digest this date along with everything else I ate tonight.
It's fine to say that you're not sure, but don't go cryptic. Don't just vanish. And here are the last two tips after the date. Don't play the game. I had this client who was a computer scientist. He says there's an algorithm. And if you have to send the text, you know, 5 hours after, but not 2 hours too early. And if you do that, it seems too.
I play those games sometimes. And like, no, I can't send it now because of this and that. And you start like doing these like crazy equations in your mind. Like you make this process flowchart in your mind of like, if he texts that, then you text this. If you text that, then he texts this. And like, it doesn't end. And it's so exhausting. It's just like, I had a great time. Great. I'm going to text. I had a great time. Want to meet again?
Yes.
And then it's like, then you'll know and you can move on. Because if it's a no, you can just move on.
Because it's exhausting.
It's a waste of energy. We only have a finite amount of energy. So let's not waste it. Especially on the wrong person.
Exactly.
My God.
And if you like it, you want to be full. You want to be vital. You want to be expressing what you feel.
And also you want to, yeah, exactly.
And if a partner thinks you're
too. You want to say to the partner, like, I had a great time. Like, you want to be exposed and vulnerable because you want them to do the same thing. You want them to say, I also had a great time. Oh my God. And if you are playing these silly mind games and are not being forthcoming with how you feel and how the date felt with you, then you're decreasing the chance that they will do the same with you. And you know what? You risk being rejected, but you gain an authentic relationship.
Boom. And if you think about it, if you go back to the art of intimacy, there's self-exposure and self-presentation, playing the game, you're going to get more self-presentation breeds self-presentation. And self-exposure breeds self-exposure. This will help you weed out whether this partner, this person has the possibility of broadcasting live with you and growing
meeting
with you.
Meeting you where you are.
Or they're just stuck in the presentation because you went wrong in the algorithm.
Right.
They're going to. And if they do that,
no,
bye-bye.
I'm on a managerial trajectory. I'm really sorry. I can't diverge to an artistic trajectory.
Exactly. And our last tip is, give it another date. Unless your body is saying no and it's a no, there's a high probability, especially as we get older, that we're first going to say no before we say maybe.
Mm.
No, assess, yes.
Right. Though I do want to say that if you do find that you've done all these things and you have kind of flexed that muscle and you feel comfortable using that kind of muscle of play on your shit and it feels like your body's like, then listen
right.
to what your experience and somatic feeling is telling you.
So that is,
like, don't force it. If it feels wrong,
if it feels wrong, no. But if you're not
right,
sure,
but you have to be honest with yourself. You have to own
your
shit.
Did you do all the other tips?
Right, exactly.
If you didn't do all the other shit,
oh, I'm saying no because, like, actually there's stretch here, or I'm saying no because, you know, it really didn't feel. Because if you're saying no because there's potential stretch, go. You have to go. You need to stretch.
And I think this could also be a checklist for you. Have I done these tips? If I haven't, and I'm like, that's your, maybe one more date to do this again.
Right.
Because it is a
and
difficult
also,
situation.
Like, what are you going to lose with one more date?
Because if it's another play date. So
but don't go on that other date if you're going to be like hermit.
Exactly. You want to keep going these tips. So give it another date. So these were our top 10 tips. We would love to hear. Leave your comments on your top tips.
Yes, give us your top 10.
And please be in touch with us. We'd love to help you guys find your next play date.
Yes.
To find someone you can be yourself. Like in Aladdin,
what
he says?
No, Aladdin's a bad example. He faked it.
He says, be...
Oh, the genie says, be yourself.
So... that was Gigi Romanelli.
And that's Dr. Asal Romanelli.
And we're the
Potential State.
We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.